Welcome back to the Al Franken Show, coming to you today from Santa Barbara, California, courtesy of Talk Radio 1340. Position of Secretary of State in states, as we've seen in the last two elections, the last two presidential elections in 2000, there was a woman named Catherine Harris, who was the Secretary of State in Florida, also co-chair of the Bush campaign in Florida. And there was a man named Ken Blackwell in Ohio who was the Secretary of State there. And we see the importance of that. We see the importance of that role because the Secretary of State administers elections in each of the states, and the states set their own rules, basically. And this year there is a race for Secretary of State, and on the phone with us, joining us from Sacramento, California, is Deborah Bowen. She has been representing the 28th State Senate District in California. I think that's coastal L.A. from UCLA down a little bit. Deborah, is that right?
That's correct.
Deborah Bowen, thank you for joining us. Now, you're a candidate for Secretary of State and on the Democratic side, right?
Right, and running for two reasons, Florida and Ohio.
Now, there is, I guess the thing I get asked almost the most about, one of the things I get asked most about when I do book signs or appear in public, are the Diebold machines and regarding Ohio. And we have talked to experts from MIT, from Caltech, from other schools who don't think there was tampering in Ohio, but who believe that these things are hardly tamper-proof. And I know if I were in an election, if I were running for president, the thing I would want most is for everyone to believe, if I got elected, that I had actually been elected. I think that would help, you know, help run the country, don't you?
You know, one would think so, but that's apparently not a point of view that's uniformly shared.
Raises suspicions, doesn't it? Doesn't that raise suspicions that there is one party, the Republican Party, that doesn't want a paper trail? That doesn't want these things, that doesn't want people to feel confident about our electoral process?
You know, in California, the bill that required the paper trail was not a partisan matter. But there certainly has been a lot more concern about the paper trail from Democrats, although I also hear it from independents, Greens, and Republicans.
Yeah, because no matter who you are, I mean, the one thing you want, we claim to be about democracy all over the world. The one thing you want is legitimacy if you win.
I'm not sure I agree with that, and that's because I grew up outside Chicago, and legitimacy of the election results was not one of the primary goals of conducting an election, at least some of the time.
Well, I guess we see that, and we see that today. But let's talk about California, and let's talk about the current Secretary of State, Bruce McPherson. Now, he has recently recertified these Diebold machines after decertifying them because in May of 2005, they did a test and saw that they could easily be hacked into.
All right. Well, the prior Secretary of State, Kevin Shelley, decertified the machines when he found that Diebold had lied to the state of California about what software was running on the machines.
Okay, that should sort of be disqualifying right away,
right,
shouldn't it?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So he decertified it, and when was that? In May of 2005, is that right?
That was right after the 2004 elections.
Okay. And so what has been the sequence of events since then?
Well, since then, two things have come into the law. One is the requirement that we have a paper trail, and the other is the requirement that there be disabled access. So the Diebold machines and other electronic machines were not certified for use in 2006. They needed a federal testing report, and I'll tell you that after having done a large number of hearings on this, that there's no way that federal testing is going to catch many of the problems. In fact, it appears to me that Diebold lied to the federal testing authorities about the kind of software that was running on the memory cards. But they did have a hack. We had you reference this, the Hersey hack, a Finnish programmer who got a memory card from a corn moisture scanner and wrote a few lines of computer code on it and completely changed the results of a mock election. Now, yesterday when I did a...
Now, he's a Dane.
He's a Finn.
He's a Finn.
He's a Finn.
Okay. Now, if a Finn could do it, could an American?
You know, we have plenty of clever programmers, and I think the real point is that the machines aren't secure, that the tests can't determine where all the problems are, and that it's just foolish to rely on a computer system where nobody can see what the code is doing or how it's counting if you have other options.
Now the Secretary of State, after this hack, hack into the system to show that it wasn't reliable, didn't he say that he would there'd be some tests run, and he wouldn't certify it until it passed with flying colors?
They sent the memory card back to the testing authorities, which are private labs paid for by the voting machine vendors, and none of us get to see the reports that they do.
Okay, that in itself makes me uncomfortable.
Yes.
I know, this is what I do as an interviewer. I state the obvious.
Right.
Okay, so and then you just keep going.
Well, you know, and it's an issue, and so they send the memory cards back to be tested, and for reasons that no one can explain to me, the Secretary of State's office did not send the memory card back to the company that did the original testing. They sent it back to another computer lab, and with limited instructions to only look at certain things. Secretary of State's office said, we won't even look at the Diebold certification until we get this back. And then on February 21st, which was the Friday of a three-day holiday weekend, at around 4:30 in the afternoon, they announced that even though the federal testing results weren't back, they were recertifying or reapproving the Diebold machines for use in California. And sometime after that, they released a report that nobody knew was even being done from some computer scientists at UC Berkeley.
They released, now, first of all, that it was released at 4:30 on a Friday before a three-day weekend, that was very lucky for them, because then it got very little press.
I'm sure it was just dumb luck.
Okay. Now the test, the results they did release were what, from Berkeley, you say?
They were from a group of computer scientists who were hired by the Secretary of State to look at it.
Uh-huh.
They found 16 new security flaws that had never been found in the federal testing or by anybody else who looked at the software.
Okay, 16 flaws. Now, it seems to me that one flaw would be too many. This feels like 16 too many.
I'm with you on that.
Okay, so why are they recertified? And isn't this an outrage?
It is an outrage. It is.
Okay.
You have a company that has a history of lying, that now appears hasn't reformed itself, lied again about whether or not they run something called interpreted code on their memory cards. And everyone just wants to look the other way. I find it astonishing.
I do, too. So is this an issue in this campaign? I mean, has this become an issue in the campaign? And what does this McPherson say about it? Why has he responded to the kind of charges that we're making here so irresponsibly?
They make the claim that if you have some manual procedures in place that you can, it's a workaround and you can make sure that nobody can exploit the various security vulnerabilities. It is an issue in the campaign. There are about 20,000 people signed up for email at deborahbowen.com, and when we ask people to help us take action, we'll often get 3,000, 4,000, or 5,000 people taking action in a very short period of time. People are very upset.
Now, when you say take an action, what do you mean?
We've had email campaigns to the Secretary of State's office. We've had email in support of legislation. And the next thing we're going to have to deal with is a problem that the Secretary of State created with the voter registration database that has resulted in 43% of all voter registrations in L.A. County since January 1st being denied registration. 43%. The typical failure rate is 1 to 2%. This is over 14,000 people in L.A. County at a time when voter registration is very slow.
Well, this seems absolutely shocking. And what I wonder, is the media covering this?
The Los Angeles Times wrote a short, very, very brief story about the voter registration problem this week. The San Francisco Chronicle picked it up this morning. But it's hard because it's technical issues. And, you know, just to explain it, I have to say to people, well, if your name is Al Franken on your voter registration card, but you're Alan Franklin on your driver's license, if
right.
you move in...
Have you been looking at my documentation?
No, my guess is you have your middle name there.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
So if you don't put your middle name down, or you don't put your...
Now you're a mentalist, too, aren't you? So can you guess my middle name?
Oh, gee. What year was your mom born?
1918. I'll give you a hint. She's good enough. She's smart enough. And doggone it, people liked her.
Then the answer is what? No, I can't.
What's my middle name?
It's not Come O'Brien. On.
No, it's not. But my mother was good enough. She was smart enough, and doggone it, my grandfather's name was Simon, but she didn't want to use Simon because Simon she thought was a weird name, and she wanted a different name. Did you? You don't watch popular culture, do you? No, my middle name is Stuart.
All right.
Okay.
So, all right.
Remember a show called Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
Okay, remember the 12-step guy, Stuart Smalley?
Yes.
Okay.
This is what happens to those of us who actually really care so much about democracy that instead of watching Saturday Night Live on Saturday night, I'm reading an independent testing authority report on voter database matches.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. Well, Deborah, thank you so much for spending your time on that kind of detail and that kind of stuff that is so important to our democracy, and only people like you will bother to read that stuff. Thank you so much, Deborah Bowen, state senator who is running for Secretary of State. We're going to be coming right back here to Santa Barbara, and I'll talk a little bit about talk radio, because it is our second anniversary. So when we return, a little meditation. And it will be a meditation, because I haven't written it. When we come right back.